Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Kansas reports its unemployment rate dropped slightly to 3.8% in September, but the state saw a small decline in the number of private sector jobs over the previous year. The State Department of Labor says the seasonally adjusted unemployment rate last month was lower than August's rate of 3.9% and the 4.3% rate for September of 2016. But the number of private sector non-farm jobs was 5,000 lower in September than in September of last year. Wichita area jobless rate, 4% in September, down from 4.7% in August. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is a fairly quiet start to the work week, but a series of cold fronts will move through. One of those occurs mid to late morning, and that will bring us a gusty north wind this afternoon, 15 to 35 miles per hour, or high close to 70. Clear and 45 overnight, 61 on Tuesday, and by Friday night, our temperature could be dropping below freezing. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 46 degrees. We have a south wind at 9 miles per hour. Wichita fire crews battled a house fire Sunday morning.
Crews responded to the 1600 block of Volusia Sunday morning. When they arrived, flames were visible from the two-story home. The back of the house was burned up in the blaze. Three residents and two dogs were in the house at the time of the fire, but no injuries were reported. The cause of the fire is being investigated. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
One man died after a rollover accident in western Kansas. The Highway Patrol said it happened early Sunday in the area of U.S. 56 and U.S. 400 near Dodge City. Troopers say the driver was speeding on U.S. 400 when he passed another vehicle, lost control, sending his vehicle into a ditch. Man's car hit a culvert and rolled multiple times. The driver was pronounced dead at the scene. He's identified as Robert Cintron Vasquez. Despite some bumps in the road, President Trump and Republicans are still hoping for an agreement on health care.
For President Trump, repealing and replacing Obamacare has not been easy. He told Fox's Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures that recent talks with Democrats may mean he has support now.
People are criticizing me for saying that. I think we actually have the votes for that. You know, we were basically one short.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer on NBC's Meet the Press says a recent bipartisan deal could get some health care reform done.
We have a very good deal. McConnell should put it on the floor. It'll pass overwhelmingly.
President Trump has wavered on whether he fully supports that compromise. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis arrived in the Philippines today and spoke briefly to reporters ahead of a meeting with the Japanese defense minister.
This is one of our foremost allies over many decades, and it's simply the usual coordination and collaboration as we stick together to maintain peace and stability and work out our plans for the future.
A 22-year-old Kansas man has pleaded not guilty to vehicular homicide charges in connection with the deaths of four Iowa residents in western Nebraska.
The North Platte Telegraph reports that Jesser Cisneros Hernandez of Liberal entered the pleas Friday in Keith County District Court. Cisneros Hernandez is charged with four counts of motor vehicle homicide, reckless driving, and driving left of the center of the road. Prosecutors say he hit two motorcycles carrying two people each on July 1st near Ogallala. Authorities say 54-year-old Sheila Matheny and 61-year-old James Matheny from Bedford, Iowa were on one motorcycle. The other riders were 58-year-old Michael Weiss and 59-year-old Geralyn Weiss, who lived in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Cisneros Hernandez's next court appearance is scheduled for December 8th. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
7:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on Monday, October 23rd. On KNSS. Beautiful autumn day across Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday was 71 degrees, normal high 68. Not much wind yesterday, but it's going to be kicking up today from the north. On this date in 1915, tens of thousands of women paraded up Fifth Avenue in New York City demanding the right to vote.
And it wasn't until 5 years later in 1920 that the 19th Amendment, guaranteeing women the right to vote, was ratified. 1920, so less than 100 years, almost 100 years ago. Yeah.
We're almost to the point where we can say we've been letting women vote for more than 100 years.
We've been letting them? That's not very... that's right. The American people. Yeah. The citizens of this great country.
Sure. Ours.
Speaking of citizens...
It's our fault.
It's time for our weekly chat with our number one citizen in Wichita. Mondays with the mayor, with Mayor Jeff Longwell. Good morning, sir.
Now, you could say you're allowing me to be on the air, I suppose.
Well, that's true. But we've been inviting you to be on the air, so I guess it's, you've taken us up on our invitation, right?
It's probably better to say that we are close to 100 years of celebrating women voting.
That's true. Celebrating. Okay. Listen, the Tyson Food, where are we at on that? I understand there are three counties involved, Montgomery and Cloud and Sedgwick, and I know you've been involved in it. I know you know everything about it. I know you're probably not going to tell me much. But, the thing is that they say this thing failed in Tonganoxie because people said there wasn't any transparency. Nobody knew what was going on. How do you remedy that? How do you do it and get something, negotiations, without telling folks what you're doing?
So one, we're not quite there yet. This is an issue that really has been driven by the county commission. And so it's a matter of, in fact, I think they have a location. The reality is I have not been brought into the discussions yet. We've had we're scheduling some discussions this week to sit down and talk about, what this might look like. But my understanding is it's going in Sedgwick County somewhere. That would be the game plan. And so it wouldn't really be an opportunity that Wichita gets to participate in.
Really? So it's not going to be, you're not going to locate it in Riverside or in your neighborhood?
No, in fact, there just isn't a good place for something like this in the city of Wichita. And so it needs a place where they can have some room and not interfere with residential neighborhoods. And so there's places in Sedgwick County that you can park something like this and not interfere with people's lives.
Right.
Bring more jobs. And so we will have a sit down with them and talk about, the placement of that, but I have not had that meeting yet.
We talk about a lot of potential impact economically, millions of dollars in impact and jobs and so forth.
Sure.
And at this point, though, you're telling me that if the ducks are in the row, you're not all in a row. You're not one of the ducks, or
well, you did not phrase that correctly.
Chickens. Now, so
the chickens.
Gotta have your chickens in a row.
Yeah.
Speaking of jobs, we have a ribbon cutting tonight for the 5-star call center that's going in on the east side of town. And that's tonight. That's the one that came here from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and just felt like Wichita was the best place for them to grow. They came here without any incentives, and they're going to add about 300 new jobs to the community, and so their ribbon cutting is tonight.
What is the name of this place now?
It's called 5-Star Call Center.
Oh, yeah, it's right here in our building.
Yeah, right here in our 9111 East Douglas.
Yeah.
You're exactly right.
You know why they came to Wichita?
Because
they knew they could be in the same building with Steve and Ted. That's why they came here.
They did mention Ted a couple of times. I don't remember Steve.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, so what else is on? What else is on?
It's a big week this week.
Yeah.
And, we don't have much of a meeting, but then it gives us a chance to do a couple of other things. The Crime Commission Awards Dinner is this week. But the big news is Wednesday is Walk Along Well. We still have $20,000 to hand out to people. If you come and walk with the mayor and you have a great idea, present it, you could get $1,500 from me.
I didn't know that.
Well, now you know that.
What kind of ideas are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for things that makes the city healthier, more walkable, and gets people out and entices people to lead healthier lifestyles. And
well, I've got an idea right now. If you can send me the $1,500, I got a great idea. You ready for it?
You have to walk with me.
I'm not going to do that.
5:15 on Wednesday, that's in the evening, so you can make it. Come and walk, present your idea, fill out a simple one-page application, and you could get $1,500.
Okay, so we get these wiffle ball bats. You know what they're made out of? They're plastic, right?
Right.
And we go over to Riverside and we start chasing the geese with them. We call it the wild goose chase. What do you think? Chase them into Oklahoma.
And that's how that started, the wild goose.
The wild goose. And then, you know, send my $1,500 over here. I'll split it split it with Ted. Ted can have 100 and Jad can have 100.
You're so generous.
I got a bazillion good ideas, Mr.
Hey,
Mayor.
Thursday night.
Right after
my healthy walk on Wednesday, Thursday night, I got invited to an open house for a new rolled ice cream place at 21st of May.
Hey, now. Really? What is rolled ice cream?
It's freezing rolled ice cream. I don't know. They mix it up and do everything right on top of a very cold counter, and I'm going to get to experience it. Maybe they'll let me make some.
Yeah. Then you'll have to walk some more to walk it off. So what else is going on? I don't interrupt you. I don't want to interrupt you.
Well, you know, Saturday's kind of a big day, too. I'm on a panel for the Beyond Tolerance movement. It's a terrific movement that came together from a variety of different clergy, and it's a great mission. And then Saturday night is the Asian Festival. I'm going to be reading the proclamation, and that's always great food. But I have two gigs Saturday night. I am going to be, now we'll break it here, I am the surprise guest basketball player at Storytime Village at the Boys and Girls Club Saturday night. I'm going to break out my Chuck Taylors.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're the surprise story time what?
So it's Storytime Village is having a fundraiser event at the Boys and Girls Club there at 2400 Opportunity Drive, and it's a charity basketball game.
Oh, well, that'd be good for the kids to see somebody make, you know, shoot the granny free throw and the old hook shot there, huh?
I'm going to be out there.
Two-hand set shot.
On the hard court.
Well, good for you. Listen, sounds like you're going to be pretty busy.
Yeah, you've got something scheduled for every day except Friday. That's the day you spend in your hyperbaric chamber recharging.
Right. Getting ready, exactly. Yep. Getting ready.
Okay. $1,500, the great goose chase.
Wild goose chase.
Okay?
All right.
As always, thank you for spending some time with us, Mr. Mayor. We appreciate it. That's Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. Mondays with the Mayor, semi-serious every Monday at this time. Right, Ted? 7:43 now, Steve and Ted. And, hey, coming up, we've got a local financial firm is growing, and editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, is going to tell us all about it. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.